It was the morning of the 28th of November, 2015. Students of Madrasa Al-Mahdi, the Islamic Seminary of Qom, packed their bags and made the bold intention to go to the land of Karbala.
Labbaik Ya Hussein, that's all it's about, mate. That's all it's about. Tell you something, if he's calling you, you're going.
The students intend to arrive at the holy city of Najaf and begin the walk, along with millions of others, on the 29th of November. They hope that they will arrive at Karbala on the 1st of December, in time for Arba'een, which marks the end of the 40-day period of mourning in which both Shia and Sunni Muslims remember Imam Hussein, the grandson of the Holy Prophet, who was slain in the battlefield of Karbala.
I'm gonna sort of, you can see I'm speechless. You can see, oh, right.
By performing the pilgrimage of Arba'een, the students will make a vow that they will continue to follow the path of justice and righteousness and will reject injustice and speak up against the oppressors of the time. And so, from the wintry mountain slopes of Iran to the harsh desert winds of Iraq, the students go.
I don't know what to do. How I should feel. Because it's just, oh, can't explain it.
What is it?
It's a Hummer.
Humvee.
It's a tank. It's a Hummer car. It's a car, bro.
It looks like SUV. It's made out of metal, though.
Every car is made out of metal.
Yeah, but it looks like a tank.
So does your face.
We stop right now in a place to pray and eat food.
So, we're almost in December now, and it's this hot.
What he thinks right now is, Tafadul ya Zahir, or Hala ya Zawar, Hala ya Zawar. It's like, welcome, welcome, please help yourself. This.
Food, water, and shelter is provided for the tens of millions of foreign pilgrims by the people of Iraq.
Assalamu alaikum.
Who maintain that serving the pilgrims for the sake of Imam Hussein is a blessing.
As you can see, if you offer him money right now, it's like swearing at him. It's an insult, disrespectful if you offer him money.
I want to get a cab. I was in a bus for like 15 hours. I don't like your bus. And I'm sick and tired of seeing like this.
We're in Shalamche, 2 kilometers away from the border. And we've hired a thing.
The group is tired and worn, and getting to the border was the easy part.
Because we don't know Arabic. Sign language.
Iran is a kind of country which is acceptable for those people who can explain if you're going to go study there. It's a safe country, there's a lot of reasons to go there. But Iraq is something else.
Why?
It's one of the most dangerous countries.
Are you worried about going into Iraq?
No.
But you just said it's one of the most dangerous countries in the world, right?
I'm not worried to go in, I'm just worried about what people say from back at home.
The UK government website under the Foreign and Commonwealth Office advises against all travel to 5 of the main provinces of Iraq. It warns that the security situation throughout Iraq remains uncertain. It also says to avoid political gatherings and large crowds.
Where are we now? So this is where it all starts. We got off the bus. We're walking towards the Haram of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. see a lot of this. Just look, the people walking past, having as much as they want. That man's already got a bunch in his hand and he's like, yo, let's try these. There's some sweet, I've got no clue what it is.
I love it.
He loves it.
That's all I know.
چرا اومدی اینجا؟
ما اومدیم زیارت.
زیارت؟ چه حسی داری به این همه این؟ یعنی؟
من حس اینه که به مولا علی و بچهاش واقعا علاقه‌مندم، واقعا زبانم بگم کیف
میکنم.
واقعا کیف میکنم، واقعا لذت میکنم. اونجا هم ندارم، دوست دارم.
This is exactly what this man is saying. He's saying, I've got no house. I've got nothing on me. All I did was started walking and everything was sorted out for me. And he says, all you need is love to be able to walk here.
Incredible.
Iraq is home to the river Euphrates, around which the most ancient civilizations, namely Ubaid, Sumer, Akkad, Assyria, and Babylon, all emerged. Thus, Iraq, or Mesopotamia, is widely known as the cradle of civilization. After the advent of Islam, a new hope was given to humanity. However, after the demise of the Holy Prophet, his teachings were distorted. Hope, however, remained. And the son-in-law and successor of the Holy Prophet, Imam Ali, despite his reluctance to rulership, was elected by the people. He stated, "People swore allegiance to me, not by force or compulsion, but out of free will." Imam Ali governed the affairs of the religion and state from Iraq. The religion was restored, and those living under the rulership of Imam Ali saw an era where wealth was distributed fairly, people were given their rights, and justice prevailed. But the hearts of many Muslims had been bent against the truth, and in 661 AD, Imam Ali was martyred. His shrine now stands tall in the holy city of Najaf, as a reminder and symbol of the man who once said, "Every human is either your brother in faith or your equal in humanity."
Just got up this afternoon, and as you can see, trying to make some grub, keep myself alive, get some energy.
You guys are going to go from a hole.
So alhamdulillah, this is pretty much the first resting point that we've reached.
Inshallah, alhamdulillah, here we come. Got our supplies, crisps, noodles.
As you do.
You're not burglars.
Yeah, we're not thieving anything. These are just things that have been left over by the group that we've been given the ijaza by Haji to take them. Cakes, whatnot.
The people haven't been so bad, they've been friendly, but it's the overwhelming feeling that they've had it really, really bad. I mean, this place has been damned See, if there's anything, if you want to know what Zulm is, Zulm, oppression, this place has had it to the maximum. The people that live in these areas, I'm pretty much sure, haven't had anything to do with terrorism. The people that I've seen, the people that I've talked to. Look at the smile on that guy's face. Just look at the smile on that guy's face.
Marshall.
You look like a hobbit.
Hey, and so do you.
Hobbit in the sticks. You need to be barefoot.
You take a right here. A quick fix. Kebab crisps. Oh, here, look at that. What? Silly went out to buy a flag.
Boss.
Came back with the curtain. I think we're outside Bab al-Qibla, which means the door of Qibla, the gate of Qibla. This is the entrance to Amir al-Mu'mineen's shrine, the main entrance. It's manic, as you can see. But this has actually cooled down a bit.
وعد الله وماضية للذي كنت عليه شهيدا وشاهدا ومشهود فجزاك الله على الإسلام.
They pray at the Haram of Imam Ali and set off. Thus begin the first few steps of the long journey to Karbala. The journey from holy city of Najaf to the final destination, Karbala, is a long, challenging and dangerous journey which men, women and children flock to take part in.
That's what you call love. That's pure love. And that's coming from children.
30 to 40 million pilgrims, which is about as many people as half the population of the UK, or three times the population of Greece, use poles to measure out their journey.
That's pole number one.
The distance between each pole is 50 meters. The total number of poles, 1,452. It is an 80 kilometer walk through the desert of Iraq, which takes an average of 3 days to complete. The sons of Imam Ali, Hassan and Hussein, both were strong advocates of the former Imam's conduct, but there were those who wished to again distort and destroy the true message of Islam. Imam Hassan was tragically poisoned. Yazid ibn Muawiyah was crowned king and had gained much wealth and amassed an army of over 40,000 soldiers, using Islam as a tool to hoodwink and suppress the masses. He sought to use his newfound power to corrupt the teachings of the Holy Prophet and enslave the Muslim world. In 680 AD, Hussein, the son of Ali, made a bold stand against the King Yazid, along with a small group of family and friends who were loyal to the cause of Islam and the Holy Prophet. They were forced into the deserts of Iraq because of their unwillingness to accept the rulership of the tyrannical king and were blocked off from the river Euphrates. Facing thirst, hunger and the merciless heat of Karbala, Imam Hussein and his mere 72 brave companions were mercilessly slaughtered. His family members were taken prisoner in an attempt to destroy the concept of social justice and quash the people's morale. Imam Hussein resisted heroically and fell heroically. His martyrdom has inspired Muslims and non-Muslims alike throughout history to stand up against oppression, no matter what the odds.
Wait, so you've come from India to walk towards Karbala, inshallah?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is it important to walk towards Karbala?
To show the love that we are with you. Labbaik Ya Hussein.
Shia Islam saw a surge in the region under the shrines of Imam Ali in Najaf and Imam Hussein in Karbala. The teachings of the Holy Prophet and his successors were spread far and wide. Naturally, a large population which looks up to a hero like Hussein is not a pleasant sight for any dictator in the world, especially one who is afraid of losing his power. Saddam Hussein, with the aid of the USA, carried out mass killings, torture, and rape of both Shia and Sunnis in the country. But that was not enough to crush the people's hope, so America decided to bomb the country as well. The USA's relationship with the Saudi regime has long been discussed. The Saudi regime, in order to substantiate their claims to the throne of the Holy Lands of the Hejaz, have adopted the very ideology which gives them an apparent legitimacy, Wahhabism, a corrupted version of Islam which is hell-bent on destroying and displacing the Shia school of thought. Wahhabism is an ideology which rests on the idea that Yazid and his twisted henchmen were, in fact, in the right, and that Imam Hussein was wrong to oppose him. In fact, the thing which destroys the reputation of Islam, snatches away people's rights, and executes anyone that opposes it.
مشعل الحرية يتوهج طلعت الناس تعبر تريد إصلاح تريد كرامتها تريد حريتها
is exactly the Wahhabi ideology.
وهذا ما صرح به مدير المباحث لي شخصيا حينما اعتقلت قال انتم الشعب كلكم لازم تقتلون هذا منطقهم. دمنا من اجلهم والدفاع عنهم وسنبقى اشد واعظم نتضامن مع البحرين اهلنا في البحرين لو لم يتدخل الجيش السعودي ولا درع الجزيره لكان واجبا علينا ان نقف وندافع عن شعب البحرين وهم اهلنا فما بالك الجيش السعودي هو الذي يشارك في القمع والقتل وهتك العرض وسلب المال
which incidentally is the very ideology which ISIS gets its backbone from. And now they attempt to destroy the shrines of Imam Ali, Imam Hussein, the shrine of his brother Abbas, also in Karbala, and the shrine of his sister, Sayyidina Zainab, in Syria. All of whom are symbols of love, peace, respect, and resistance against oppression.
وَسَنَبْقَى نُدَافِعَ عَنِ الْمُعْتَقَلِينَ الماضين والحاضرين ونقف معهم وما عندنا مانع نعتقل وياهم بل ما عندنا مانع يسفك دمنا من اجلهم والدفاع عنهم
That's the start of the war. That's where it starts from. We've had about 12k war, but now we're at the border of Sultan. I think we're at the border of Najaf.
We walked more than 15 kilometers to reach pole one.
Summarize how you're feeling in three words.
Three words is too many.
Day one, pole one, how do you feel?
Anxious.
In three words?
That's brilliant. I'm actually feeling pretty good at the moment, considering I'm actually tired.
I'm tired?
Tired.
o'clock. Hey, what's 8:30? Everyone's asleep. The roads are empty.
Just getting ready for the walk. Tang's round. Ready for the cold breeze. Aside, wanted it. Some people prefer the night. Some people prefer the day. Sai doesn't prefer anything. He prefers to sleep at pole one.
First initial show, are you?
Where's your bag?
Huh? Piri, check it. We got to our ego, we were like, yeah, entire day, 5 hours, pole one. That doesn't happen when you're around.
The traffic's less. The weather's not bad. So let's why not just make a move now?
Let's go.
Alright.
Cooler weather. And a lot less flies. These guys are just stopping people off the road on the way to Pavala, wanting to polish their shoes, clean them up for them.
Do anything to be the servant of the visitors and the guests of Babar Akhtar Singh.
He's actually dragging him. He's actually dragging him to get his shoes polished. He's like, Abava, please. Look, now he actually called him back so that he can polish his shoes.
He's just done 27 kilometers.
28. Near enough. About 27.56, it says.
So, how are you physically feeling?
According
right
to
now?
My iPhone 6.
How are you feeling right now, physically?
We started at pole 1. No, we stopped at pole 1, and then our ego kicked in, and now we're at 187. Yeah, I'm going to tap my shoulder on the shoulder. 47. Just like one tap.
I'm feeling pretty. Let's go.
How are you feeling, German?
Like, no, I don't feel it.
Under 44, or I don't know.
Listen, it doesn't matter what pole we get to, as long as we average out about 40 kilometers a day, we smash it.
Where are you? Are here.
We're trying to wake up the boys. Puzzle. Three attempts so far, still unsuccessful. Muzaffar says he wants to play Qazan. And Muslim told me to piss up.
Probably the best time right now, though, because it's almost Qazan.
Regardless of how exhausted they may be, students rise for the dawn prayers for the sake of the North.
How you feeling, Zilla?
Look at me.
Feeling sick.
I'm so dazed. Wallahi, I'm so dazed. I can't even walk.
Yeah, so to get your vitamins, get your energy, get your pressure back, get
vitamin C.
I had like a baby bath, like I heaved. Like, I was about to heave. Okay. And I felt it, but I didn't heave. I was like, maybe it's not.
We practically slept the night, revitalized, got some energy back in ourselves. Gonna pray, afternoon prayers, and then make a move.
People just out of the love of Hussein, give you shelter, give you a bit of food maybe, some rest.
So they made these kind of mokibs, which means a place for resting. Pillows, blankets, and they have food in there, water, and you know, they have a toilet on the side as well for everybody.
The mokibs are rented out by people across the world so that they might provide free hospitality to visitors of Imam Hussein. But unable to find a place to stay, some of the pilgrims sleep on the streets. But on the road to Karbala, complaints are a rarity. The pilgrims are satisfied with whatever is given to them by Allah.
What is this?
It's a salawati massage, free massage on the way from Najd to Karbala. And it's done by the host, the Iraqi people.
very, very warm-hearted Iraqi people, and you can see for yourself what they're doing right now. It's a very good massage, and that's where the most of the paying attention is. They do it so the visitors of Imam Hussein can feel better about themselves whilst walking. You see the massaging, like the back of his thighs and stuff like that, proper.
It's feeling good, man. It's very nice. But he's going a bit too rough. But it's all good, man.
How'd you feel?
It's awesome, man. You don't understand.
Is that what you needed?
It is what I needed.
Yeah, Ali Madad. Let's go.
I mean, look at all of that. Nice WC there. You've got showers in there too. Got about two or three tents. Yeah, they're kind of taking us in. Take a look around you. Look how many people are sleeping in this tent. Look here.
Yeah.
Look here. Has anyone ever seen this before? It looks like a refugee camp, doesn't it? But it doesn't feel like a refugee camp. I have to say that. I don't want anyone to get the wrong end of the stick. It's all love here. We're all brothers here. We're all here on that same spiritual journey. I'm just laying here thinking how we've come a long, long way. We're all here on one purpose, for one purpose. Just for the love of Hussein. This just goes to show that that one person has made the greatest difference. This one person has made the world a different place.
Today, ISIS have made claims that they will destroy the shrines of Imam Hussein and his sister Sayyida Zainab in Syria. Their objective is to destroy the very symbols of hope and justice in order to crush any kind of resistance. Resistance itself is impossible without one key ingredient: inspiration. What is Imam Hussein except inspiration? The world that we live in has become utterly dark. It is full of men possessed with greed, lust, and power. The world that we know is in need of heroes. Heroes like Hussein. 60 years after the death of the Holy Prophet, the mercy, the love, the justice, and the truth which he brought had been all but extinguished, except for one light of hope. Imam Hussein, who, with his own family and 72 of his loyal comrades, marched against the armies of the Caliph Yazid. They surrounded Imam Hussein's camp with one goal in mind: to destroy them and the message of Islam along with them. They blocked their access to the river, preventing the warriors, women, and the children of Imam Hussein's camp from having any water for 3 days in the burning heat of Karbala. The brother of Imam Hussein, Al-Abbas, could not bear to see the children weeping for water. He rode gallantly in an attempt to get water from the Euphrates. Imam Hussein's child was a mere 5 months old. He held up the child and said to the self-proclaimed Muslims, "Your quarrel is with me, but what crime has this child committed?"
The baby's lips were dry. His tongue had become like clay. But they quenched his thirst with an arrow. Imam told his companions, "They want me. You are free to go." They responded that they would never leave their Imam. One by one, the brave companions of Imam Hussein, although outnumbered, fought against those who claimed to be Muslims. They fought against the tyrants. Fell until Imam Hussein was alone upon the battlefield of Karbala.
No matter what's happened so far, it just gives you inspiration. Carry on, strong, forward, jello, let's go. Look at this, inshallah, maybe in the next few hours, you'll be able to say, Assalamu alaikum, Ya Aba Abdullah, pay our respects, do our ziyarah, then get a little bit of rest. And we'll let you know the rest of tomorrow.
Diwane Hussain hai, Chakke Hussain.
On the desert road between Najaf and Karbala, the pilgrims face the burdensome sun in the day and the harsh cold winds at night. But undertaking every hardship, ready to strive hard in the way of Allah, all for the sake of Hussein, the symbol of hope, of courage, and of virtue. The hero.
آذر به سینه زنی میخونه عشق منش یاسه
تو کل دنیا فقط حسین دل سوزمه یکی یکی هیتا مسیر هر روزمه
سلام ای شهید کربلا ماه روی نیزه میکشی منو
The struggle between good and evil, which is epitomized by the struggle between Imam Hussein and Yazid, is so central to the Islamic faith that it is upon the very earth of Karbala that Muslims worldwide make obeisance to Allah. Yet, there are many Muslims that forget that this struggle is a struggle for all ages and all times. Arba'een is a political walk. To make the walk means to say, O enemies of justice, we are awake. We are here.
حرم دویای من دین من دنیای من بنویسید روی سنگ قبر من آقای من دنیای من اللهم اجعل محیای محیای من برای تو گریه می کنم تو برای من آقای من حی علی البکا حی علی البکا فی ماتم الحسین مظلوم کربلا
هيا على البكاء هيا على البكاء في ماتم الحسين مظلوم كربلاء
عريان كربلاء عطشان كربلاء سلطان كربلاء
دستم رو بگیر